Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is November the 29th, and our Bible reading portion is from the Epistle of Galatians, chapters 1 to 3. Jesus Christ was cursed so that we get the blessing. We read in Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14 like this. The words of Apostle Paul. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. That the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. The story of God's blessing and curses can be traced back to the beginning of time, when God blessed humankind during creation with both fruitfulness and dominion over the earth. However, both Adam and Eve sinned against God through disobedience and reaped curses from God upon themselves. God's death penalty was temporarily averted when God killed an innocent animal in their place and clothed them with its skin. However, while some of the descendants could not escape God's curses, other righteous people like Enoch, Noah, and Abraham were blessed for their obedience. Abraham's blessings were extended to his descendants by the grace of God. Down the ages, God instituted the Mosaic Law. However, living under this law did not bring blessing. Actually, it brought God's curses. That is because to obtain God's blessing under the law, a person had to keep it perfectly. And no one could. God's law stated, cursed is the one who does not confirm all the words of this law. Deuteronomy chapter 27 verse 26. And this was inviolable. And those who fail to keep even one point of the law falls under God's curse. It is safe to conclude that since we broke God's covenant by violating the law, we deserve to receive the law's curse and God's condemnation. The curse of the law was death, the penalty for breaking its commandments, and the cursed individual was to be hanged on a tree to justify God's righteous judgment. God's only begotten Son Jesus became the substitutionary recipient of that curse, and He has delivered those under law from paying the penalty of death demanded by the law. Thus Jesus has redeemed us by dying in our place, enduring the dreadful wrath of God against sins. The curse of God fell on Him as our substitute. He did not commit a single sin. However, our sins were placed upon Him and He took the punishment meant for us. What the Mosaic law could not do, Jesus has done for us by paying the ransom price through the shedding of His precious blood, in order to deliver us from slavery to liberty. Jesus has now redeemed us completely, freely, and irreversibly. Not only that, God has promised to bless all families of the earth, which includes both Jews and Gentiles, in Abram, which was ratified in Genesis chapter 22 verse 18, when He promised, "In your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed." Jesus Christ, who was a direct descendant of Abraham, was that seed through whom God had promised to bless us when we receive Him by faith alone. Jesus Christ was cursed in our place so that we will be blessed by God. Hallelujah. Finally, we read the words of Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21 like this. For God made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him.